Do you see ZANU-PF splitting into two after the national conference?
Not by any chance. Not by any chance.
Can you justify that?
There is no splitting into two because what's happening is people are just contesting for positions. Yes, obviously, people would align themselves to this, that person or that person, but there is no chance of having ZANU-PF one or two. If people splinter, I mean, look, the Amoeba Party is the MDC. It's not ZANU-PF. The only historical recorded historical issue with ZANU was when Stole was taken from the leadership, and he continued with his ZANU, which became Ndonga. But ZANU-PF doesn't work like that. Anybody who comes or leaves ZANU, they have to do whatever they do, like Tekele did whatever he did, or like everybody else who went to the MDC or whatever. But ZANU-PF is not changing. Some people withdrew themselves and started calling themselves ZAPO again. That didn't affect ZANU-PF. So ZANU-PF will remain ZANU-PF. Nothing adverse to that effect. That would be wishful thinking.
So what will happen if, Vice President Joyce Mujuru is actually sidelined by the other faction? Because there are some people who are saying that maybe Mujuru may be out of politics altogether, but we should form a splinter group of ZANU-PF. Your reaction to that?
One, there's no point of somebody being sidelined. There could be a point of somebody losing an election or winning an election. That's not being sidelined. Then secondly, the best person to answer that question would be Amai Mujuru. If she loses the election, what is she going to do? She will have to chart the course of her life. But being this disciplined cadre she is, I think she will take any position that is given to her or that people nominate her for in ZANU-PF. So I think she will toe the party line, and that goes to everybody who is in ZANU-PF.
And what could be the fate of Opam Chinguri, who said to be eyeing the vice presidency?
Comrade Opa hasn't said she's eyeing any of those posts. I'm sure, like everybody else, she's eyeing to get into the central committee. When she gets into the central committee, everything else happens. If you get into the Politburo, being appointed by the president, you're appointed by the president or the first secretary, as you may. Because remember, for you to get into the Politburo, most people have to be appointed by the president or our first secretary. There are certain positions which, by virtue of that position, you are automatically in the Politburo. For example, if you lead the Women's League, then you go in the Politburo at number 16. If you lead, elected as deputy youth leader of the youth, you automatically go into the into the Politburo. Most of the other posts are actually by nomination. By appointment by the president. So again, the president will probably exercise his discretion.